One of the points that was raised there, Jill, is choice. We live in a supposedly free society. Why can't we therefore choose whether we live or die?
Because nobody else has that choice. When we don't encourage people to commit suicide just because they feel like it. We do everything to get them through that stage and make everything better. So why is it that if you are severely ill or disabled, that all of that goes out the window? They don't care anymore. You can die. I think that is catastrophically wrong.
Well, the other thing that came over there was what safeguard would people put in. I mean, really, we've got a situation here where euthanasia is illegal in this country.
We
know it's happening. We haven't actually got the law that actually gives you any safeguard because you're not supposed to do it in the first place. So my real question is, why aren't doctors being sort of pulled up for doing it? Because they must be breaking the law for this to happen now.
Can you see, though, the doctor's viewpoint? If someone says to them, look, really, I feel I have no dignity. I feel there's no way I can go on, regardless of whether or not the care infrastructure is right or wrong. If as a doctor someone said that to you, it would be a very difficult decision and you'd have to be a very hard person to say, no, I'm not going to help.
I think it is a difficult decision, and that's really why we're all here.
Can I just say that in Holland, where it is legal to have medically assisted suicide, that about 20% of all the people that die in that way do it without their own consent. The doctors impose it on them. It doesn't matter what the safeguards are. They are very easily got round.
So, regardless of any safeguards that are in place, you'd be unhappy with any kind of pro-euthanasia law coming
in? Because it devalues our lives. It makes us worth less than you are, Stuart.
Okay, well, it's been absolutely fascinating speaking to both of you. Thanks so much for coming all the way up from Buckinghamshire to talk to us today.
Thank you.
And the website for more information, www.willtolive.co.uk. Jill Gahardy and Vic Gahardy, thanks very much indeed for coming on the programme this morning.
Thank you.
BBC Radio Stoke, 19 minutes past 11. Still.